All right, here we go. Podcast time, the Plan B After Show podcast. Now on video, because that's what it wants.
Sweet. Great. Right.
Super awesome, bro.
All right.
The Plan B After Show podcast is here. Brock and Hunter, thank you so much for
joining. You know, talking about the video, I'm going to bring that up real quick. I was just thinking about that because, 2 seconds ago, I was in a robe, so I had to put this little sweatshirt on. But, you know, dude, imagine being on TV. Like, dude, you're going to have to go tanning. You got to work out. You got to make sure, you know, your teeth are good. You got to make sure your hair is right every single day.
Yeah. You are right. I don't want to bitch about this because we have it so easy. Luckily, you only see us from the chest up. Right. Don't have to throw makeup on or anything like that. Yeah. Hey, could you imagine you have to wake up like doing the morning news, having to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning just so you can get there, prep yourself, then getting hair and makeup, wardrobe. You got to sit in a suit or a God.
The last thing I want to do when I wake up is to just, you know, put a suit on and tie the tie.
Yeah.
Make sure you look great, you know.
Dude, I'm literally wearing slippers right now. It's fucking fantastic. Hey.
$20, you don't have underwear on right now.
Hell no, I don't, dude. I'm wearing these swim trunks I have. Actually, I'll show everyone real quick.
Oh, you got the nice. So these are, dude, I don't know why they didn't invent these like years before they did it. They're swim trunks that look like shorts. So literally you can wear them anywhere you want. And people are like, oh, it's acceptable. They're not swim trunks.
If you don't believe me that they're not dual purpose, it's got strings so you can tie them.
Yeah. Nice.
Dude, these things are great, man. They're great.
What are your, I think every guy has a favorite pair of swim trunks that they've had in their time. Do you have a specific pair that you had that you don't have anymore? That you like,
cheap pair. That's all I like. Cheap, dude. I get all mine at Walmart. I'm not joking. The ones that I wear, and lots of times I'll wear these. Cause like if I'm fishing or something like that, and we decide to go swimming or anything like that, I'll just hop off the boat in these cause they're wet, dry. They're you know, moisture wicking or whatever. But no, the other ones I buy are those cheap black elastic band ones at Walmart with the mesh. They are literally like $3. That's it. Yeah. You know,
cheap. So for mine, dude, I think it was in sixth or seventh grade. My aunt took us to the Buckle. This is when the Buckle was a thing in the Orchards Mall. When that was
nice.
Thing.
Overpriced.
And, these Billabong, dude, it's so overpriced. These Billabong board shorts, and I can't find them anymore. And I can't find any board shorts that are like this anymore. So they were white. They were pure white. But you got in the water and they like silhouettes of like ladies on the, like laying down at the beach would like show up. So they were like wet activated shorts or something. I don't know what keyword to type in, but they had all different kinds. Like you get them wet and they change orange or, you know, they were awesome, dude. It's like those old shirts that you would blow on.
Yeah.
And then it would change. It's kind of like that, but with board shorts.
The only silhouette I see in my swim trunks is of my dick, and it's usually not flattering because I'm in the cold ass lake. So usually you got to do that pull out of your shorts when you get up out of the water. Yeah, I was in the lake. Oh my God! But these I'm always ready to go for a swim in my shorts. And the ones I got, Kiki was so mad at me when I bought these, because I bought 6 pair of these shorts because they were on sale. I got them in the fall of 2019. Yeah. So that's the thing is, you know, they're circling out and they're trying to get the fall clothes in. So they were selling. And for some reason, these, like, I don't know if they were hidden or something, dude, they were like, they were 75% off. And I'm like, I love them. I'm buying them. So they had them all in my size and I bought 6 pairs. So I should hopefully never have to buy shorts ever again.
See,
as long as
you you buy smart, Brock. You buy smart. I'm right there with you. I'm
a smart guy.
If you like them, get a bunch of them.
The hell yeah. Cause then they're not going to make them anymore. You're going to try and find them and you won't be able to. And then you'll be like you and your naked lady beach shorts. You know, that's what it was.
Should have bought a bunch.
All right. Well, let's get to it. It's time for fact and opinion here on the After Show podcast. That's right. One fact, one opinion. Do whatever you want with it. We don't care. Who gives a shit? Gold jacket, green jacket.
Who gives it?
This is for all you perverts out there. Let's keep this in mind. There's probably some perverts watching right now. Technically, it's illegal to mail used underwear to a pervert who bought them from you. Federal law bans, quote, mailing indecent and filthy substances. You can even get up to 5 years in prison for this.
Good.
That's crazy, man.
You know what? Okay, here we go. Where did I start this rant? To each its own. All right. You know, everybody has their own thing that they like, you know, behind closed doors, you get in your basement, you know, you have your, but okay. So if you're not hurting anybody, I'm not going to rip on you. You know, that's great. You're doing something that's, well, legal, I should say, kind of. Maybe.
Yeah.
But dude, isn't there like fucking a million different other things that you can get into besides having underwear mailed to you? It's just so weird. It's used underwear.
Yeah,
it catches things that you don't want to spread to your jeans, you know.
Look, my wife is a very attractive lady. All right, she's got some sexy underwear, but never once in doing my laundry have I grabbed her underwear out of the hamper and been like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna put this in my face." It's like it does. It's underwear.
When she's walking around and they're on. Yeah. Of course. It's a great sight. You know, it gets the juices going, you know, but for the love of God, not one thought in my head was like, I want to tear those things off and smell them.
You know, dude. You did. You prefaced this a very great way. And outside of being a pedophile, which all pedophiles should burn in hell, it's terrible. What you do behind closed doors, if it's within the legal confines of the law, that's fine. You know what? I will say, though, I think the internet has taken some fetishes a little far. Because here's the thing, is that there may be things that you didn't know did things. Does that make sense? Like, so there's people out there that literally have diaper fetishes, okay? And right. I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck that's about. Now, if you're in your home wearing a diaper and you and your wife love it, or you and your significant other love it, you're not hurting me.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
You know, exactly. But I'm not going to judge you for it. That's why I said outside of pedophiles, everything else I get, furries. Furries, another good example. As long as you're not out there banging horses, I guess, if you want to dress up like a fox and go, he's wanted in Nevada for banging horses. Jeez. You know what I mean, though? I guess I don't know if I'm wording that right, you know, like, but if you're not doing anything illegal, all right, I guess that's fine. But this is actually illegal. You can't mail dirty underwear to people.
You know, it's a weird thing.
Whatever happened to just Googling boobs?
What? So you know, that's what I was going to get into. So I think the internet has made people discover new things and go kind of deeper into their weird fetishes. You know, like, there's some things like I had no idea was a thing until I accidentally stumbled upon it on the internet.
Yeah.
Go!
Well, so think about that. So there's a good example. So like going back to the diaper thing, like what if just as a joke, your buddy sends you a video of some lady in a diaper, at some grown woman, of course, we're saying this grown woman in a diaper, and she's licking a lollipop, and you're like, I guess that's my thing now. Like all of a sudden your wiener moves and you're like, hey, wait, am I into this?
It moved, Jerry.
It moved. So yeah, I don't want to kink shame anybody. You know, if you like whips, chains, whistles, yo-yos, gay, straight, you know, you never want to shame anybody for that, because I think sex is something that needs to be open, because if you keep it behind closed doors, that's how you get the weird shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess just my question is like, how'd you get to that? Did you skip right to the smelling underwear, or did you try like 10 other things on? Like, yeah, it's not my thing. Underwear is, you know, if that is, then
Might also be something too. Along with it is that we're almost so overexposed that just regular shit doesn't do it for you anymore. You know,
right? Your brain is so numb to.
I do think porn can be a problem, and especially now, like, I think it's good that you and I didn't have the access to adult content when we were younger, because you don't know how to handle it. Dude, you don't know how to handle it. And when you're younger, and it fires off chemicals in your brain, endorphins, and it's not good for the developing mind. They've actually done studies on that, man.
Right. It could potentially have ever been a real. Yeah, that's all you're doing at that point. You know,
yeah.
You know who does a good documentary on it, or just talks about it? I'm not sure if it's a documentary or not, but Terry Crews, you know, the guy that does the Old Spice
commercial? Yeah, yep. Yeah,
he claims ex-sex addict, and he talks about it. And some of the things he talks about in that, I think it was a podcast or something, but it was very interesting. He brings up questions that you're like, oh, okay, now it's starting to make a little sense why I do this, you know, for these reasons, you know. Yep. It's pretty interesting, but
dude, well, take
addiction
it,
with anything, dude. Addiction with anything.
With anything, right. But I think now with it being so, I could right now on my phone in 30 seconds have a hardcore pornography on there just like that, and that's the dangerous thing I think with it. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with adult films, porn. When it's, I mean, it helps people out. Sometimes it helps relationships. But in this aspect, like I was saying, it's like, it's a good thing we didn't have it. Dude, I remember getting my rocks off to a Carly Simon album cover. And it was the album where she's got the rock hard nips. That's what I had to use. That's what I had to use as a young man discovering myself. So
it's what mine was, I think what? I'll say mine. I think it was, that was a Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown had an album cover, dude. It wasn't Missy Elliott, because Missy Elliott wasn't that hot. Foxy Brown, I think it was. My buddy got the Foxy Brown CD, and she was on the cover with I don't know what position, but I remember seeing that as a kid. I'm like, I like that. Yeah, I like that.
That's it, good right? for me. I will take that. Dude, I had a Britney Spears poster that I got at a frolic. You know, I won it in one of the dart things, and that's what you had to use. So it's probably good because
Carmen Electra poster that everybody had.
Everyone had. It's still ingrained. And again, this kind of all ties in with what we're saying is that what it does to your brain. I had this poster, and it was this blonde bombshell and like a tattered up wife beater in short shorts. And she was standing, no bra, and she was standing next to a dangerous curve sign on the road.
Oh boy.
Dude, I wrecked my dick to that photo, man. Like, it was unbelievable. And I can still see it. I can still, that lady is it's now.
In your, probably, it's in your spank bank. That's what it is.
In like, dude, that lady is probably, she's probably like 50 years old. That's how far back this goes, man. Yeah, yeah. It does, man. It does. So, but yeah, just, you know, tone it down a little bit. I'm not saying it's okay. Experiment, whatever. Love yourself. Love your sexuality. But, you know, if you're like those weirdos that paid that lady for bathwater for used bathwater.
I still can't wrap my brain around that. That's too much.
That's why I really am not. I don't get the OnlyFans thing. It's like, if you're not heard of Pornhub, like you're paying people.
People need different levels. People need other things, man.
Should we put this on Only? Do you think we should put this on OnlyFans?
Well, you gotta have, and we would only have a fan. That's
one fan. Hey, but they're gonna pay. Well, you know, it's theirs. There's just people. It's for those weird perverts that like watching people embarrass themselves. It's like, oh, this is so cringy.
All right.
This is weird. Hunter, take your shirt off. What are you doing?
No, I'm keeping it on. You know, you say, and you know what? I ain't mailing you no underwear either. So
I want to kiss you all and over again. All right. Don't be mailing dirty undies to people. It's against the law. That is going to do it for Brock and Hunter here and the Plan B After Show podcast. Your fact and opinion. Of course, we'll be back next time with another fact and opinion right here on your After Show podcast. We'll see you. And I forgot to hit the button. Hold on. Christ. Awkward. Just keep saying goodbye.